listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانا ان کا دنیا بھر میں اعلی ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوشیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیما تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو اے بیوٹیفل منڈے ایڈیشن آف دا مڈ ڈے شو وتھ مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرزڈے بٹوین 12 اینڈ 1 پی ایم Today being the 20th of Rajab 1446 corresponding to the 20th of January 2025 I have been away for a while, but alhamdulillah, we are back and we are going to be getting ready with our cooking show. And inshallah, I hope that you can send in some recipes that we'd like to share. You know, over the past month, maybe you must have had some visitors over from out the country or out of town that might have came home and you might have tried something new, then alhamdulillah, you can send in the recipes, or if you want to send any messages, then you can send it through to the WhatsApp number 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Say Jazakallah Khairan to all our listeners and people who participated in our show last year by sending in your recipes. We do appreciate your contribution towards the show. Our first recipe that comes in is from Sister Ruhana Ibrahim. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ruhana for sending in this recipe, and it is titled A Thread Chicken. And the recipe credit goes to When Rehana Cooks. When Rehana cooks, so I'm assuming it's the same person. So you're going to need 1 kilo chicken strips. 1 kilo chicken strips, small, medium sized. 1 kilo chicken strips, small, medium sized. Half a cup of flour. Half a cup of flour. Half a cup of maizena. Half a cup of maizena. Half a teaspoon of salt. Half a teaspoon of salt. Half a teaspoon of pepper. Half a teaspoon of pepper. It doesn't say whether it's black pepper, but we will assume it will be black pepper. 1 teaspoon of paprika powder. 1 teaspoon of paprika powder. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 2 tablespoons of Crystal's hot sauce. 2 tablespoons of Crystal's hot sauce. 2 tablespoons of medium peri peri sauce. 1 beaten egg. 2 tablespoons of medium peri peri sauce. 1 beaten egg. And water as needed. Spring roll samosa pastry. And you will need some oil for frying. That doesn't say how much oil, but you obviously you can use according to your discretion. So you're going to prepare the batter by mixing all ingredients together. Prepare the batter by mixing all the ingredients together. Cut up the pastries into thin strips. Cut up the pastry into thin strips. Dip the chicken strips into the batter. Dip the chicken strips into the batter and then into the pastry strips. Gently squeeze and roll in your hand. Gently squeeze and roll in your hand to make sure the pastry strips have stuck on. Gently squeeze and roll in your hand to make sure the pastry strips have stuck on. It is now a freezer suitable. Fry on a medium heat till golden and the chicken is cooked through. Fry on medium heat till golden and the chicken is cooked through. Be careful not to overfry. Be careful not to overfry as the chicken will become stiff. Thereafter, you're going to drain the excess oil onto kitchen paper. Drain the excess oil onto the kitchen paper and serve with the dip of your choice. And that was a quick and easy recipe for thread chicken. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ruhana for that recipe. Our next recipe comes from Sister Fauzia Pelwan. We say Jazakallah Khairan. And this recipe is for a crunchy chicken burger. A crunchy chicken burger. You're going to need 1 kilo washed and drained chicken mince. 1 kilo washed and drained chicken mince. And you're going to add in 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic. 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of dana jiru, 1 teaspoon of dana jiru, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. Then you're going to mix well shaped into patties. You're going to mix well shaped into patties and you're going to freeze for 1 hour. You're going to freeze for 1 hour. Thereafter, you're going to mix half a cup of flour. Half a cup of flour. Half a cup of maizena. Half a cup of maizena. Salt, pepper and chili powder. Salt, pepper and chili powder. You're going to dip the patties into the flour. You're going to dip the patties into the flour and then you're going to set it aside. To the leftover flour, add in little ice cold water. The leftover flour, you're going to add in a little ice cold water and make a slightly thicker batter. Make a slightly thicker batter. Dip the patties in a batter and shallow fry till golden. Dip the patties in a batter and shallow fry till golden and done. The patties should be a little frozen, easier to handle. The patties would be a little easier or the little frozen and easier to handle. You can thereafter serve it on the buns. You can serve it on the buns with mayo shredded lettuce. You can serve it on the buns with mayo shredded lettuce and gherkins. Or you can serve it with jalapenos and diced onions. And that was a recipe by Sister Fauzia Pelwan. And that was a recipe for a crunchy chicken burger. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fauzia Pelwan for that beautiful recipes. If you have any recipes or any school-inspired recipes, you know, obviously schools are back and you don't know what to cook, what to give the kids, then if you have any suggestions, then obviously you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe that comes in is for a soy garlic chicken. Soy garlic chicken, and this was sent in by Sister Fatima Suleiman. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in this recipe. So what you're going to need, you're going to need 4 boneless chicken thighs. 4 boneless chicken thighs. Quarter cup of corn starch, a quarter cup of corn starch, 1 teaspoon with white pepper powder, 1 teaspoon with white pepper powder, 2 tablespoons of oil for frying, 2 tablespoons of oil for frying. Then for your sauce, you're going to need 3 tablespoons of butter. 3 tablespoons of butter. 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of minced ginger. 1 tablespoon of minced ginger. 4 tablespoons of light brown sugar. 4 tablespoons of light brown sugar. 4 tablespoons of light soy sauce. And you're going to need some green onion finely chopped. So your method, you're going to need, you're going to coat the chicken thighs with the pepper powder. You're going to coat the chicken thighs with the pepper powder. And you're going to dredge. And you're going to dredge with cornstarch. You're going to dredge with cornstarch. Fry on a medium heat until golden brown. Fry on a medium heat until golden brown and crispy, and then you're going to set aside once it's cooked. So you're going to fry on a medium heat until golden brown and crispy, then you're going to set aside once it's cooked. Thereafter, you're going to heat the butter. Heat the butter, and then you're going to add the garlic and the ginger. You're going to add the garlic and the ginger, and you're going to saute until lightly browned. You're going to saute until lightly browned. Thereafter, you're going to add the sugar and the soy sauce. Add the sugar and the soy sauce. Mix well and add green onions. Mix well and add green onions and allow to cook on a medium heat for about 3 minutes. Allow to cook on medium heat for about 3 minutes. Thereafter, you're going to add in the chicken thighs. Thereafter, you're going to add in the chicken thighs and cook with the and coat with the sauce. Enjoy. So that was the recipe for the chicken, soy garlic chicken. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Suleiman for sending in that recipe. It's 23 minutes past 12 Central African time. And normally we would have had our segment, our Nasiha segment. But I think Maulana Zaid is a bit shy and he's been overworked. You know, over the past month since I haven't been here, but alhamdulillah, we're going to give him a break. And inshallah, tomorrow, we will continue, hopefully, with our Nasiha segment, inshallah. So we're going to come to the end of our show and say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners that sent in your messages and your recipes. And if you sent out your message and if I cannot play it out, please make me maaf. Inshallah, I will read it out or we will do your recipe tomorrow. From the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. And the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.